Welcome to the Editor's Note Comics Podcast.
Your suffering will be legendary, even in hell.
Central Maine's best comics podcast, by default.
Hi, I'm Jackie. Wanna play?
Here are your hosts, Zach and Jared.
Welcome back, everyone, to the final Halloween spooky-themed episode of the year.
Thank God.
Kind of. This one is far less spooky than I was anticipating.
It's not spooky at all.
Last week, I was like, we're doing Archie versus Predator. Then I realized today, I'm like, oh, crap, I haven't prepped a show yet. Something shorter.
Yeah, you lied to me about Archie versus Predator. I was looking forward to that.
I was too.
Instead, you gave me some absolute garbage.
I thought, what if we took two horror franchises, mashed them together? We'll get something spooky.
No, it was
spoilers, we didn't.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that later. And if you want to find out, there are time codes in the episode description down below.
Here, spoiler alert, not good.
Yeah, no kidding. I was greatly disappointed, but then also slightly greatly entertained.
I was just greatly disappointed and not entertained.
Yeah, this is the end. It's Halloween. Do you have any Halloween plans?
Nope.
All right.
I'm going to be at home watching sport ball on TV. And
I guess it is a Thursday.
It is a Thursday. I'm also 35 years old and don't plan on dressing up in any costumes. And I don't live in an area where people come to trick or treat.
Did you go out on Saturday?
I went out for a drink with some friends. I didn't go out to any of the big like hullabaloos.
All right.
I went out to a casual drink with friends.
Really getting into the spirit.
I see what you did there. I was actually getting into the spirits. Hey.
You don't drink spirits.
Ooh, you don't know that.
I do know that.
Okay, you don't know that I didn't drink spirits the other night.
I know that I would put money down that you didn't have any hard alcohol.
What? Bud Light isn't hard alcohol?
Not really.
Okay. I had Pumpkinhead, too.
You could give that to a toddler and it wouldn't get them drunk.
You shouldn't be giving beer to a toddler.
Well, good thing you're just giving them Bud Light, then.
Oh, wow. On to the news!
I guess we can.
Before that, let's continue to preamble properly.
Why? What else is there?
How was your show?
Oh, it was fine. It's what I expected to do.
Did you meet anybody trying to make some deals?
No.
Nobody tried to peddle their wares on you?
Thankfully, no. So, you know, small blessing.
Did you meet Taco Fall? Because you were in the expo?
No, he didn't get there till the next day.
Oh. I thought you were just going to camp out and wait till you saw him.
He'd be easy to spot.
Yeah, he would stand out above the crowd.
All 7'6" of him.
I asked a question today. We're doing some would you rather questions in my class to spark some discussion. Would you rather be 4'4" or 7'7"?
4'4".
Really?
Easily.
Okay. Why is that?
Because you still have access to items. You can buy clothes.
There's not things on the top shelf.
But you can buy clothes. You can buy shoes. The world, well, it's will be inconvenient, is still partially built for you. Whereas if you're 7'7", you have to get, like, custom everything.
But you'd have, like, unique, one-of-a-kind things.
Yeah, but that's pricey.
Yeah.
Go with the ease and convenience of a stepladder versus having a concussion just for existing.
That's fair. That's fair.
But from there, what are we doing this week? We're going to do pop culture news, This Week in Comics History, sports, a not great comic, and then your questions.
Bring it.
So I guess we might as well just kick it off with the news.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
It's time for the news.
All Star Wars. It's not all Star Wars. It's about half Star Wars this week.
Okay.
Yeah, it's two stories. First and foremost, Benioff and Wise, the showrunners for Game of Thrones, who are going to be doing a Star Wars trilogy, have backed out of this. Because Netflix gave them a ton of cash.
Well, I saw that. Didn't Kathleen Kennedy run them out?
Possibly. I don't think there's anything 100% clear. It is known that they had deals with both Netflix and Disney. But Netflix, who is now leaning so heavily into trying to get original content now that everyone is pulling out.
Well, everyone is creating IP now.
Yeah, everyone's getting out of Netflix, so they got to do their own thing if they want to stay top dog, which they will probably be for a whole 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Disney Plus is going to take that over so hard and so fast.
Wha-bang!
So yeah, that trilogy is out. I think there's still, I can't remember off the top of my head, there were still 3 or 4 movies that Disney had slated starting for Star Wars in like 2022. I'm sure that plan hasn't changed, but at least these guys are out. And right now they're on kind of shaky footing anyway after the last season of Game of Thrones was so roundly despised.
Yeah, not really well liked.
No. Speaking of Game of Thrones, their first prequel series has been canceled.
Wow. If
we're talking about the bad blood about the end of Game of Thrones. It is poison in the water.
It's like the Red Wedding.
But with less stabbing.
Yes,
this is more true. Just TV deals being canceled and movies getting different creatives on them.
Mm.
Less stabbing a pregnant woman in the belly.
That's probably good.
Yeah, don't do that.
Is there any brain eating?
In Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
There are ice zombies.
Oh, I was just thinking like, you know, horror film, you know, zombies, brains.
So few of them actually just eat brains. So many of them are just about the flesh.
Oh, well.
Unless you want to go watch Return of the Living Dead, which is on Amazon Prime, and I recommend you do.
Or Hannibal. He eats a brain.
Have you ever seen Return of the Living Dead?
No.
It's not part of the Living Dead George Romero stuff, but it is one of the most absurd and best like horror comedy movies out there.
Like a grindhouse kind of movie?
Elements of that, because I mean there's this one girl who's just naked for the entire movie, does a whole random dance out of nowhere on top of a grave.
Well, if you're gonna do that,
but,
I guess.
But they're eating brains, the zombies are talking, they're running. They cannot be killed. It's kind of amazing. None of this, like, get them in the brain stuff. Like, that doesn't do anything. And definitely don't put them in the crematorium, because once that gets into the atmosphere and rains down on the dead bodies, you're done.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. How'd I get there? I don't care.
Yeah.
Watch that. It's Halloween time. It's also on Amazon Prime, so very accessible.
Halloween Town.
Different movie.
Return to Halloween Town?
I thought you were talking about Nightmare Before Christmas.
No, that's different.
Different Halloween Town?
Yes.
I don't know the regular one you're talking about.
I guess it's a big deal.
Cool.
Next year, we'll have to watch a Halloween Town movie.
But the big news of the week, The Mandalorian had its second and I'm sure final trailer.
Since I thought you were going to say that Christmas music is on Sirius Radio now.
I mean, I have that problem if I hit shuffle on my phone.
Yeah.
And I just walk away. 9 times out of 10, song number 2, Christmas music.
It's rearing its head right now.
Like, I mean,
we're still in October. We haven't even had Halloween yet.
I got a pretty sweet Christmas playlist going on my phone, but if I just put my music on full shuffle, it's going to rear its head at inopportune times.
Does your shuffle like jerk you around? Do you like go from like one extreme to another?
Yeah, I mean, that's what a shuffle is.
Yeah, but like, see, I use Spotify, so my shuffle, I can determine what's in the shuffle.
Oh, I don't do streaming stuff. I buy music.
Oh.
So all my stuff is stuff I've purchased.
Artists get royalties from this.
It's not about the artists.
Oh, I mean, I can also download songs onto my phone to have them there, like playlists.
Yeah, I don't really understand how that stuff works, so I just keep it old school.
Magic.
I told you, I stopped learning about technology in 2012 and called it a day.
You're one of those MySpace people.
MySpace was dead by 2012.
MySpace is gone. I was going to make a MySpace for the store.
Best of my knowledge, it's gone, but who knows.
Anyway, as you were saying.
Mandalorian had its second and I'm sure final trailer because Disney Plus is kicking off in 2 weeks. Also, get Disney Plus so we can do a Mandalorian episode.
Okay, I'll get
you
right
You were going to get it anyway.
Probably. I need to like streamline my streaming services.
And then CBS All Access in January.
How am I going to be able to afford all these things?
Get the ones with commercials.
Oh, yeah, like the basic package.
Yes. And get rid of Netflix. Who cares?
I don't pay for Netflix.
Well, there you go. Problem solved.
I guess it does. I wonder how much do I spend in streaming services? Because YouTube TV is technically a streaming service.
Yeah.
$80. Well, I get Amazon Music as part of having Amazon Prime. Wow, I spend a lot of month on streaming services.
Amazon is just the once a year fee, though.
Yes.
That's not bad.
No.
But yeah, I feel like I'm definitely reaching my peak, like between CBS and Disney Plus. Those will be like, well, and I don't care what else happens now because I ain't paying for it. And the nice thing about the CBS one is I can just cancel it when Picard isn't on or Discovery isn't on. I'll just come in and out of that one.
That's a good point. That's a smart, thrifty way to do things, Zach.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Unless they start just getting Star Trek all year round. I'm like, no.
That's what they should do. They're gonna...
Okay, we should talk about the Mandalorian trailer.
Yes, we should.
He finally spoke.
Yes.
Which is fine. He sounds like the actor. Overall, I mean, I think we talked about this last week with the Rise of Skywalker trailer. Seeing this second trailer made me no more excited than I was going to be anyway.
Yeah, it was very...
I know it's coming, and I know I'm going to watch it. I know that it'll be
good. It was like, kind of like, hey, remember me? I'm here, and I'll be here soon.
Well, because I mean, I guess The Simpsons and SNL, but I don't really have that like weekly TV ritual. So when this comes out, this will be the one like non-comedy thing that I'm watching. Like, okay, like I'm ready for. We're dropping it on a whatever day it's going to come out. I'm ready to watch it that day. I haven't done that in a while, so that'll be a fun thing to do.
Mm.
I didn't watch the trailer that closely. I wasn't like breaking it down for like, what are the story points? Like, look, there's a bunch of dead stormtroopers, the bounty hunter, bunny hounder.
Well, you know, as one has want to be.
Bounty hunter life is a hard life to live and blah de blah. He's shooting things. He's looking pretty cool. It looks like they're going to take off the mask, but I will, you know, bet dollars to donuts they're not going to take that mask off.
No, they're not going to take the mask off. Plus, they misused the term parsec again.
Yeah, I noticed that too. That made me think, I'm like, am I getting it wrong?
No, you're not.
Okay, so that, great. It could just mean something different in Star Wars.
Yes. Parsec is a unit of measurement.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Not a measurement of time or area. It's a measurement of distance.
I mean, it still looks, it looks movie quality.
No, I mean, it looks good, and I'll be interested to see where they go with it and what the characters are. And a different part of it.
Other Star Wars news coming out this week. Ewan McGregor said the Obi-Wan series was originally not going to be a series.
It was going to be a movie?
It was going to be a movie, but after the low performance of Solo.
See, I don't know what I want more. Would I have wanted a movie or a series?
Well, we also got the runtime for the series.
What's the runtime for the series?
6 episodes, 1 hour.
So 6 hours.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll give us a little bit more than the movie could have.
Yeah, I mean, the budget they're throwing into these shows, from what it looks like with the Mandalorian trailer, great. I like Ewan McGregor playing that role, and I also like that they're not trying to do, like, it's 10 episodes, it's 13, that's 22. Like, no. We have a story. It's going to be 6 episodes. We're going to get in, we're going to get out.
Especially if they just dump it all at once, then you can just sit there and watch it.
They're not going to. They'll do the same thing they'll do with the Mandalorian. It'll be a weekly release.
Ah, get the people.
Well, I'm saying that, like, I know, but I'm going out on a limb.
Oh. Probably you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, so 6 hours, he says, going to be in between episodes 3 and 4. We kind of assumed that anyway.
Yeah.
And a lot of the fallout is going to be from Order 66.
I'd like to have a Qui-Gon cameo.
I'm betting he's going to be in Rise of Skywalker.
Qui-Gon?
We're going to have Force Ghost galore. Everyone you've ever imagined.
I'm all in, man. Bring it. Let's go.
I am curious how many they're going to do. But once again,
wouldn't it be the greatest FU in the history of Star Wars if behind the cloak of the Emperor is Jar Jar? What would you do? Would you get up out of the movie theater and walk away if Jar Jar is in the new Star Wars?
He's in Episode 6 now. He has been since they did the last re-release when Lucas still had.
Oh, yeah, when he, like,
you can hear him
celebrating,
in the back.
Yeah.
Like, we free!
Well, it could be any Gungan, but certainly him.
No, it's him.
Remember when, like, Jar Jar as a Sith Lord was a theory that bounced around?
It's still around. People are dumb.
Watch him be the Sith Lord. Watch it happen.
It'd be amazing.
That would be fantastic.
I think I'd throw money at the screen if it was true, because it'd be the worst idea ever, and I'd love it. Whatever the biggest bills I could scrounge up were, so ones mostly, but...
Yeah, I'd get up and then, like, pick up those ones. If you're going to throw money around, I'm not just going to let it sit around.
Other news, and I think this has big implications to the movie side of things.
Mm.
Next year, there is going to be a brand new Superman show on television.
Really?
Superman and Lois Lane, spinning out of all of, like, the Flash, Green Arrow, Supergirl stuff with Tyre Hoechlin, who's played Superman a couple of times. I haven't seen the show in a couple of years, but I loved him when he came on that show. He was just charming. He had kind of a wink and a nod about everything. He was just real. He was Superman. And I think what that says to me is, we're not getting a Superman movie anytime soon.
Nope. The Last Son of Krypton is going to be the star of the small screen.
If they're doing a show, if they're just doing a flat-out Superman and Lois Lane show, we're not seeing a Superman movie.
Is it going to be like Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman?
But better, and without Dean Cain.
So that already makes it better in your mind?
Yes. It's not good.
It wasn't bad.
I don't know. Maybe it was the 90s that were dragging him down.
It probably had something to do with it in that respect. But I love the 90s anyway, so.
I don't like the 90s media.
Dude,
we've been over this many times.
What? You didn't like GeoCities? Was that not doing it for you? Making your own website? Huh? Huh?
Hey, I made a Star Wars site or two.
On GeoCities?
Oh, yeah.
Man, remember back when the internet was, like, new and clean and wasn't dirty?
And slow. Oh, so slow.
It is starting to get that way, isn't it?
If I have to wait more than 10 seconds for a thing, I'm throwing a fit.
Remember when it used to be like waiting
8 hours
to
download one song off of Napster?
Or to, like, you would watch, like, the trailer for a movie would come out, like when the Star Wars movies would come out.
It would take 8 hours.
It'd, like, get, like, 2 seconds, and you, like, would play the same things over and over.
Yes, in QuickTime Video, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, the days. Spider-Man Noir is returning to comics. There's currently a 6-issue Spider-Verse miniseries, And Margaret Stoll, who wrote The Life of Captain Marvel, will be writing Spider-Man Noir, who first appeared in 2009. He's been in video games. He was obviously in the Spider-Verse movie, but yeah, of all the noir things of like 09, he's the only one with legs.
Bring me Nicolas Cage.
Whatever. I mean, he's a fun little, you know, it's funny having a gumshoe Spider-Man.
Spider-Man!
It's like when Calvin and Hobbes had his detective character. Just yes. Unnecessarily... You're just looking at my Calvin and Hobbes collection right
now. I am,
now.
Yes. Because when you said it, I just looked over there at it.
Best American literature ever released. I stand by it.
Yeah.
Kids can access it. Adults can access it. They get on different levels for almost every single one of them. No greater American literature than Calvin and Hobbes. I will fight you.
Wow. Okay.
I will beat your ass down with a stuffed tiger.
I don't want to get in a fight. Only if you have a tuna fish sandwich in which to capture me with.
That could do it.
Under a box.
Yeah, that's the whole story with that. Francis Ford Coppola has walked back to his Marvel movies being despicable comment.
Damn right he did.
Saying that it was the fault of the translator that was doing that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the translator got it wrong.
But he's still like, I'm still not big on him.
Francis Ford Coppola?
Yeah.
Come on. Which is like, fine. You've got to like some Coppola movies.
He said he's not big on Marvel. Yeah, I'm big on Coppola.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't have to be.
Except for Godfather 3. Hard stance.
That's fine. We've discussed this.
Everyone should share that stance. No one likes that movie.
I watched The Outsiders for the first time in years.
I like The Conversation. It's a good movie. That was his, right? He did The Conversation with Hackman. If he did it, I'll delete this.
The Conversation, a 1974 American mystery thriller written, produced, and directed by Francis Ford Coppola, starring Gene Hackman.
Good movie. And a young Harrison Ford.
Yes. I don't believe that was Harrison Ford's first movie, though.
No, I think that was American Graffiti.
It was either that or I want to say it was Apocalypse Now.
Is he in that?
He is. He's in the very beginning.
I remember him in that.
Yeah. He's like one of the agents and one of the military people in the very beginning.
I believe you. I just haven't seen that movie in a while.
All right. Let's see here. Filmography. First movie he was in. Oh, totally wrong. 1966. Dead Heat on a Merry-Go-Round. He was a bellhop. Uncredited. Wow.
That doesn't count. He's just an extra.
He was in American Graffiti, then The Conversation, then Star Wars. He wasn't in Apocalypse Now until 1979 as Colonel Lucas.
There we go.
He was also in more American Graffiti.
But yeah, he said he's still not really into the movies. He's like, I just don't. The example he threw out was like, it's just not food. Like comparing cinema to food, he's like, anything you can scarf down anything, but you're looking for like nuance and texture and adding things that make it better to add nutrition. Like you can consume these things, but they're not food. Which again, that's fine. That could be your opinion. And also, I'm not like, well, have you seen all 20 something movies? There's real when once we hit like The Winter Soldier, we start getting into political thrillers. It's quite a different tale. It's like, no, don't worry about it. It's fine. He doesn't need to like them.
Just enjoy.
What are you looking at now?
Oh, I stumbled across something that was making me chuckle. I was just looking at different Harrison Ford movies. And I saw Air Force One. I could think of
Get off your phone.
Get off my plane. And all the silly stuff in it, like the escape pod.
What a stupid movie.
What a stupidly fun movie.
More news. Era producer Greg Berlanti is taking two more DC properties and turning them into TV, but this time on HBO Max.
Ooh, Skinamax?
Getting some of that HBO money to get a budget for a rumored movie that it now looks like it's being turned into a TV show, Green Lantern.
Oh, I did hear something about Green Lantern.
It just happened like 20 minutes ago.
I think you said something upstairs about Green Lantern, though.
Probably. I was like, oh, I need to add this to the news, then I didn't write it down.
Yeah, exactly.
So Green Lantern is going there, and also Strange Adventures, which is going to be an anthology series of different DC properties. Why not throw that HBO money at it?
Yeah. Give us a better Green Lantern movie.
Than those like first 30 seconds of Justice League.
That's the best Green Lantern movie out there.
So far. But yeah, I mean, if you don't have Game of Thrones going and you're canceling Game of Thrones series, I guess lean into something different. Green Lantern.
I'm in sewer.
But from there, we are going to move on. That's it for the news to This Week in Comics History.
Superhero landing coming up.
This Week in Comics History.
Not a ton this week, so we'll save the biggie for the end.
That's how you should do it. Build up anticipation.
Speaking of daily comic strips, Doonesbury. This week made its first appearance in 1970, being the political satire it is, and with a Hunter Thompson equivalent character.
Is that the duck?
No.
Oh.
He's not a duck.
Or a platypus.
Do you know what Doonesbury is?
Oh, no. I was thinking of it. Yeah, I know what Doonesbury is now. I was thinking of a different one. Shoe. That's Shoe. Okay, sorry about that. No, Doonesbury.
A very different thing. Is he the duck? No. But yeah, so Doonesbury.
You know what I'm talking about? Shoe, though.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I feel less foolish now.
the Penguin first appeared.
He's in Shoe too, isn't he?
In Detective Comics number 58, all the way back in 1941. That little round duck, if you will, using your words, he's been around forever. Let's create what characters last, what characters don't, and how many of them can go back to something crazy like the 40s.
Mm.
And again, my scale of everything, he's older than my dad. So old.
Oswald Cobblepot.
This one might be important for the future of Marvel movies, if people's fan theories are to be believed. Abigail Brand, director of S.W.O.R.D., the S.H.I.E.L.D., but in space.
Hmm, yes.
First appeared in Astonishing X-Men number 6 in 2004.
It is weird. I feel like we haven't had a Marvel movie in forever, but it's only been a couple of months.
I know. Black Widow's up next. There's that footage released at Comic-Con, but we haven't seen it released to the public.
Because we weren't in Hall K.
H.
Whatever.
You're so close alphabetically.
I was just a couple doors down.
Just a few letters beyond.
Maybe I wanted to be in Hall H. Certainly wasn't there either.
I wouldn't want to do that. That sounds wretched.
I bet you could make a lot of money at that con.
No, because the fees to get in would be too astronomical.
Oh, I guess never mind then.
No, no way in hell.
Would you want to go as a fan? If somebody said, here's a free round trip airfare and ticket to Comic-Con.
Yes, if at that point you're paying me that much to get out there, sure.
What if someone said, here's tickets to Comic-Con, you just got to find your way out there?
No, I wouldn't do
you
it.
You wouldn't?
No.
Huh.
No, that's still too much of a hassle.
Too many people.
To get out to San Diego, to get hotels, which are going to be super jacked up for that week, and to be in those lines. I mean, that's the nice thing about being a vendor, is you just get to be, you just get your way in there ahead of everyone else. You just look outside, you're like, you suckers. But wow. Then, yeah, oh boy, no, I would never.
All right.
No, I never want to do San Diego.
Okay, that's fair enough.
And the biggie for the week.
Yes, please tell me.
World-shattering one. Because sometimes we get those.
Okay.
Wonder Woman first appeared in All-Star Comics number 8, also in 1941. Same year as the Penguin. Same age. Weird. They happened the same week. One of them is more important than the other.
Which is which?
Wonder Woman. That's the more important one.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Not the portly Birdman.
But what if I want? What if I like the portly Birdman?
You can like him too. It's fine.
Okay.
Of course, Wonder Woman. We've been over this before, but we can tackle it again. Wonder Woman created by William Moulton Marston, who's also credited with being the creator of the lie detector.
Oh, the polygraph test.
Yes, which is highly unreliable and basically never legally admissible.
It's like his own American real-life version of the Lasso of Truth.
Exactly. And he had a wife, and they also had a mistress.
They?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I remember we talked about this.
Last I checked, the two of them were still, because he was like 300-plus pounds, and he died of heart failure.
Yeah, but and you talked about the fact that
the two of them were still together. Like in their nursing home.
Maybe, you know, is mistress the right term?
I think it's what they used.
Is it really a mistress, though, if like people are okay and cool with it? Like it's.
And they were super into bondage, and that's why Wonder Woman in the early days, the only way you could take her power away was if a man bound her in chains. That was like every single issue.
Well, she should shy away from men in chains.
Apparently.
Men at work. Don't shy away from them. They're awesome.
They have one song.
Yeah, and you know it very well.
It's a good song.
It is. It's a great dance too, huh?
Safety dance.
Yes. Men at work have more than just the safety dance.
Do they?
I'm pretty sure they do. It's men without hats that do the safety dance, dolt.
Oh, man.
Men at work have, like, Who Can It Be Now and...
I'm glad you corrected that.
Land Down Under. Yeah.
Oh, that's a fun song.
Yeah. Also good for dancing. You know what I listened to over the weekend, believe it or not, willingly? Oingo Boingo.
Cool.
You don't know Oingo Boingo?
I do know Oingo Boingo. I just don't know why you listen to them.
Because they were playing them at the Patriots game.
Okay.
I heard it in the back. I'm like, is that Dead Man's Party? Totally listening to it.
You're like, I was there. You weren't.
No, I will be in December, though. Yay, sports ball.
But that will do it for this week in comics history. So going from Wally West to Wally the Green Monster.
Oh, that was a good one.
It is time for Jared Sports Reports.
He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. Bare chested. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
It's time for another Jared Sports Report.
I'm actually very proud of you for that one.
That is, I had to write a few more this week because I was out. That is not the only mascot-themed one I wrote.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, let's start with the Boston Bruins. They're off to a great start. I know you probably want me to talk Patriots first, but talk Bruins. 8-1-2 and continuing to roll in the early part of the season. Just a really good start, kind of picking up where they left off as one of the favorites in the Eastern Conference this year for hockey. So good on them. the World Series continuing on. Let's see.
Oh, so much happening there. Presidents getting booed, girls flashing their boobs.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And I guess baseball happened, which who cares? Because well, baseball.
It's very possible, though, by the end of this podcast, or by the time this podcast gets out, the World Series could be over because when we're recording it, the Astros are up 3-2 in the series on the Nationals. So
I do think it's funny that the biggest news out of the World Series had nothing to do with baseball.
No, it's been a very different, unique-ish World Series in that the headlines are coming from off the field. The guy who got hit in the chest with a ball and didn't put his beers down and took the home run ball.
I didn't even see that one.
Yeah, so Bud Light has flown him out to the game and made a shirt for him.
Jeez.
Homer
in that Smashing Pumpkins episode of The Simpsons where he's taking cannonballs to the gut?
Might be. But the guy is like the outfield has two Bud Lights in his hands, and like the home run comes at him, and instead of like dropping a beer to catch it, he just takes it off the chest.
What am I?
And they've estimated that ad revenue alone, that like exposure value for that for Bud Light, because it's been all over the news and viral, is like $7 million.
One of my all-time favorite Simpsons quotes is from that episode. Billy Corgan goes up, he's like, "Hi, Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins." Homer Simpson smiling politely.
Nice.
It's one of my all-time favorites.
No, I did see a lot of tweets and memes, though, about the booing incident. It was like, they were just saying, "Boo Earns."
Yeah, of course. Because that's the easy joke.
Yes.
I was saying, "Boo Earns."
Anyhow, let's see.
Those Instagram models have been banned from games for life.
Yeah, not good for them.
I don't know. They got a lot of exposure. Da 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 da.
Wow. That was bad.
That was off the top of my head. That was fantastic.
That was
a great joke.
Wow. Yeah. I really don't know where to go from there. I'm not even gonna
football
try.
Probably.
Yeah, the New England Patriots 8-0. Bill Belichick picking up win number 300 of his career as they beat the Cleveland Browns, who at one point turned the ball over on 3 consecutive offensive plays.
Are you even having fun anymore? Is it even fun to watch this?
Yeah, it is a little bit, because the defense is playing at an unbelievable rate. In fact, the statistic is that the Patriots could have taken the field, Tom Brady could have thrown the ball into the turf 4 consecutive times and never have scored, and the Patriots would have only be a minus 4-point differential, I believe, and have won 3 games. The defense is playing stupid good.
So you think they're going to the Super Bowl?
I mean,
you're feeling good.
They've got some things to clean up. Cleveland did move the football on them in the run game, and you know the schedule for the first 8 games was one of the easiest.
I was gonna say, when's their first difficult game?
This week against the Ravens.
Okay,
so you've got that. So we'll see where it goes from there. But they're hitting the middle third of the schedule. They got a couple more games and then a bye week. So hard to believe football. It was week 8. So teams are halfway through their 16-game slate. Josh Gordon has been placed on the limited IR, and he'll be released in a couple weeks.
Any other news around the league?
Aqib Talib got traded to the Dolphins, and there was the R. Kelly clip of him flipping out on that TV interview about, "You're ruining my life. This is my career."
God, with Gail King.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like Aqib Talib when he found out he got traded to the Dolphins.
Oh, God. Are they still the worst? Isn't there another team that hasn't won anything?
No, but not as bad as the Dolphins. I mean, the Dolphins were leading the Steelers for a while last night and then went on to lose spectacularly. So, and the Bills lost. Who'd they lose to? Somebody. So really, the Patriots are well in control of what's going on. The Saints, Drew Brees made his return, and they won. So there you go. Now on to the Celtics.
Yeah, start of a season.
Yeah, they're not playing great basketball.
It's not terrible, though. 2-1 right now. The obvious need for a big man is there. Rookie Grant Williams has stepped up a bit in the last 2 games to play small ball 5. What's funny is I was saying to my wife like before the season or like game 1 of the season, because Semi Ojeleye was getting some minutes. I'm like, it's going to be a point in the season when Grant Williams starts taking his minutes. Well, it took 2 games.
Yeah.
Two whole games.
2.
They still do need a big man, though. There's been a lot of talk about Jaylen Brown's offense and his assists and Kemba's just general positive attitude. One of the bigger stories was Kemba had the hot hand and then Jaylen took a shot and he was like, "You know, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that." He's like, "Don't worry about it. We're just moving on." Kind of the anti-Kyrie. Golden State Warriors are getting their asses handed to them now that they don't have Durant and Klay Thompson's out. And I didn't realize quite the resentment I was holding, but I am so happy the Nets are doing terrible.
Again, it's only 3 or 4 games into the season.
Yeah, but they're having struggles. There's already reports coming out about Kyrie's temper tantrums.
Yeah, split personalities.
He did go off on his opener for 50 points, though.
And lost.
Yeah, for a buzzer beater. He's like, "Hero ball, no."
Well, see, there you go.
But I really want to see them do bad.
You're one of those guys, aren't you?
Well, he made a bunch of promises and didn't keep any of them and then ran away. So yeah, I kind of want to see the Nets just tank. But yeah, I mean, it's so early in the season. One of my favorite things to do right now, because it fluctuates every single day, is to check the standings, because they are so untrue for where it's going to be like in a month or 3 months. It's just funny to see all the wild like win-loss columns right now.
Yeah, with all those like twos and threes.
Like Phoenix Suns are killing it.
Oh my God, you are a mess.
They're not. They'll be down in like 2 weeks.
It's going to be a long, long, long 9 months.
Why?
It's going to be a long, long, long 38 weeks.
Just enjoy it. Be happy.
I am. I'm glad to see you get joy and fulfillment out of it. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's so early in the season. The game, the first game wasn't terribly fun to watch, but the second two were, so.
Yeah, but as Brad Stevens said, he was encouraged by the way they played in that first game.
I like going down.
Minus the fact that they had all of the fouls in America.
Yes, Jaylen Brown, so many.
So many fouls.
Brad Stevens' whole thing is don't get too high, don't get too low, and I'm happy riding that train with him.
Exactly, because it's an 82-game season, and we're 4 games in.
Three.
We're not even 10% of the way into the season.
No. Lots to go. But yeah, it's fun. It's fun. It's back.
Yes.
Everyone have fun. You can sit back and watch the Patriots just beat everyone.
Yes.
Is that that?
That's that.
Well, from there, we're moving on to our final spooky tale that isn't very spooky.
It's out of this world.
And Superman and Batman versus aliens and Predator.
It's Jared's
Dreaming Corner.
This title is so misleading because it's like Superman
and Batman fighting against these two things. I'm like, this sounds like it's...
Yeah, it's like it's angsty Superman with Batman as the conscience versus aliens versus predators. The aliens and predators really not on the same team.
Yeah, the title is so crazy. I'm like, okay, two horror franchises that at least started as horror franchises.
I don't know if I'd call Predator a horror movie.
I would call it sci-fi horror. I mean, it's...
There's no like scariness to it. It's not horror.
It's a haunted house movie.
Mm.
It's absolutely like it falls totally in the slasher genre.
I don't know if I'd call it. I don't know. I mean, I can see your argument, but I think it's more of like just a sci-fi action movie.
I'd call it sci-fi horror versus Alien. I would call horror sci-fi. I think Alien. Yes. Means, that's a full-blown.
Well, there's never. I never movie. Felt like in watching Predator. I never had that anxious trepidation I had watching Alien.
And the first thing you see in Predator that's like kind of the supernatural side of it, or the horror element, as we'll call it, for the slasher thing, is you get to see that fully skinned body. Like, that's a legit, like, first time you see that, that's a, like, holy crap kind of moment.
Yeah, but it's different than, like, to me, like a horror movie is, like, the anticipation of being scared. I never really had anticipation of being scared or, like, jumped at. Whereas, like, in Alien, you never knew when the alien was going to come out. And there was like some jump scares. There aren't really jump scares. Not that you need jump scares to be a horror movie, but I just don't feel like Predator is a horror movie.
It definitely
or a scary movie.
Not straight in it, but it definitely.
It has some elements.
Its roots are buried in there.
Like I can see what you're saying with as far as the elements of like a haunted house movie or something along those lines, but it's not really. It's like it's man versus alien. It's man versus something out of his element. That's what it more is to me. Like that sci-fi piece. There's no real
slow-moving, unstoppable killer until there's just one left.
There was only one.
It's a different franchise.
That's there can be only one.
Yes, but that's the tropes of a slasher genre.
I mean, he does the Predator does
sole unstoppable killer going one by one until there's only one left.
Yeah, I guess I'd buy more of like the slasher than I would like a true. I still think it's a sci-fi movie with slasher elements.
Yeah, there. I mean.
Because he does screw some people up in that movie.
It's not like Alien where they can't get off the ship, but they can't get out of the jungle either. They're stuck there.
Yeah.
But whatever. Point notwithstanding, I was thinking maybe there'll be some spooks and scares in this one.
Some ghosts and goblins.
And there wasn't. Not a one.
No.
So I guess we'll rate this very early on a scale of Halloweeniness. How much do you want to read this on Halloween? Again, not a scale of quality, a scale of how much do you want to experience this on Halloween.
It's like getting apples in your trick-or-treat bag.
I'm going to give it a 2, because at least there's monsters in it.
I'm going to give it a 1 for Halloweeniness, like a 1 or a 0. There's no, I mean, you're really stretching. Yeah, granted, there are monsters, but there's no real, like, to me, the theme of this was actually kind of more like,
look, there are two monsters, I gave it a 2.
It's like a one. It's like getting a, you're Charlie Brown and you're getting a rock in your trick-or-treat bag. That's what this is.
That wasn't him. That was a different kid.
No, Charlie Brown got the rock.
That was a different kid. I don't care.
Who else would get the rock but Charlie Brown? What other kid would get the rock?
Unnamed child. Well, I would like to have a counterpoint. Okay. Every one of those specials is the worst.
Oh, come on.
I hate
screw you.
I like the Peanuts comic, but I hate all the specials.
Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, Merry Christmas Charlie Brown, You're a Good Man Charlie Brown. Those are all
terrible.
You're a real piece of shit.
They're not good.
It's why? Because the animation isn't good? Yeah, why don't you like them? I think they're wonderful.
That doesn't help.
Well, whatever. You like what you like, and I like what I like, and you're wrong.
It's so cookie cutter. It looks like it was made with cookie cutters.
I'm not going to argue this point with you.
I thought that one was good. I stand by it.
You can stand by it, but you...
Whatever.
I also stand by not liking the Charlie Brown specials, so...
Superman, Batman, you Alien, also Predator.
Do you like any specials, like any TV specials? Because you don't like Rudolph.
No, those are terrible. I like the Grinch.
The animation in the Grinch is no different than the animation in the Charlie Brown specials.
Yes, it is. It's so much better.
Oh, come on. No way.
Million times better.
Whatever.
Plus, you got Karloff narrating that sucker.
Come on. We're going to have more discussions about this come Christmas time. Just going to say.
They're good Christmas movies, but
you can't start the... You know what? I can't wait for November 1st to come fast enough so we start talking about Thanksgiving specials and then Hallmark movies. Actually, I don't like Hallmark movies at all.
It's like, you might be hard-pressed for me to think of a good Thanksgiving special.
I don't think there is one, maybe? I don't know. I have to think on that. I'll have to do some research. This tells you how riveting this Batman and Superman versus Predator and Alien was.
So, Batman, he finds some Predators running around Gotham. He's recognized them before from previous Batman versus Predator comics. I thought if we went for the crazy big one, maybe these are better. I don't know.
It's
also in the same universe as that Superman Aliens one that we read last year.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
Where they went to space. But it didn't have that awesome panel of the alien biting on Superman's arm where his teeth all shatter.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
No, that one did. This one didn't.
Oh, no. Yes, the old one did.
Yeah, the old one did. This one, not so much.
So... It turns out there's an active volcano in Peru.
Mm.
So Superman goes there to find Batman, who's been hunting the Predators, who are apparently there as well. Lois goes with him.
Because she wants to go on vacation to see Peru.
It's not a good vacation. It's a working vacation.
No, especially since all the people that found the volcano were beheaded.
Yeah. Thank God the Predators only kill people that aren't main characters because their Sherpas die immediately.
Yeah, but Lois doesn't.
Because they thought that it was Superman's woman, and she's like, sexist.
Wow.
So sexist.
But totally not wrong, because she's married to him.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, I don't know how that's sexist. They're absolutely right. They did their homework.
This is only two issues, and it's one of those comics where things just kind of happen.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of scientists down at this volcano, and then it cuts to one panel where it looks like they're all exploding upwards. No context for why that is. And then all their bodies are just there, and Superman is just looking at them. He's like, they're all dead. I'm like,
well, no, they got, yeah.
Do absolutely. They not just explode from something?
Yeah, like a volcano.
No mention of that, though. It's a very strange panel. It's like a half page splash.
I think, like, the whole, like, this had a theme of, like, live and let live. And because Batman's like, normally, like, I don't want to kill anyone, but he's like, we need to kill these mother effing aliens. No, he's like, we need to let the aliens live. And Superman's like, nah, we need to round them up and kill them. And it's like, well, but bro, you're an alien too.
You're jumping ahead.
Listen, this is the stuff that happens in the middle is so inconsequential.
But it's so out of character and it's so strange. So Batman, they're trying to escape this active volcano and Batman falls off. He's like, son of a bitch. Like,
well, I mean, I would too if I were falling into a volcano.
Yeah, but I was reading that. I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen Batman do that. And he did it twice in two issues.
Mm.
So it's real out of character for Batman. He's also weirdly quippy. He's like, oh, my anti-volcano armor. Never leave home without it. Like,
yeah.
Are you making credit card puns?
Yeah. Oh, nice drop. I see what you did there.
Is that? Well, I mean, that's the... Yeah. I don't know. It felt so out
this
of character
like
for Batman.
This is like Batman and Robin style Batman.
But Batman falls in this volcano and he finds the Predators. And this is one of my favorite parts of it. Superman comes down. Some aliens start attacking Superman. Like... the xenomorph aliens, they get blasted up. And Batman's like, it's okay. I'm with the Predators now. We developed some rudimentary hand gestures and then proceeds to give about 8 pages of expository dialogue explaining their entire backstory.
Yeah.
Those are some real complicated hand gestures you've established with them.
Also, like, the Predators have a track record of killing all humans.
Did you not? Was that not insane to you? He's like, rudimentary hand gestures. Yeah. 8 pages of explanation.
That was some of the worst
Insane.
Exploitation.
Insane.
Or exposition, sorry.
I'll accept exploitation.
Thank you.
And he's also like, and the reason that they didn't hunt you down, Superman, is they think you're their sun god.
Well,
like,
I mean,
well, this is feeling weird and condescending now.
I mean, he kind of is the sun god in some ways.
But the whole gist is they landed there like 14,000 years ago. It was really cold in Peru, so they went inside a volcano. Or also the atmosphere was better for them, I guess.
Yeah, well, sulfur.
But they also had brought alien eggs with them so they could, you know, practice and hunt them.
Have omelets.
Yeah. But then Superman goes, they gotta go. Look, I get that they're sentient and they're an alien race, but this is Earth. And I am going to now go through with a forced relocation as an alien myself.
Yeah. Listen, there's only enough room for one alien on this planet, let alone two other species of highly destructive alien. So he goes and flies the Fortress of Solitude, which is some sort of Pokeball.
Did that not feel weird to you? I'm like, somehow this comic is strangely relevant to today.
Yes.
Like, you got to get out of here. Go home. This isn't your place. Get out of here.
I'm the only alien that matters here.
I don't care what kind of immigrants you are. I'm the OG immigrant.
Well,
get out of here.
Wow.
Like, oh boy, this feels weird. And also very un-Superman.
Yeah, not
right?
Very.
That didn't really feel like the character at all. So Batman's over there like, cursing and punning away, and Superman's like, get out of here, the disenfranchised.
He's like, Clark, I believe that this is not right. So Superman concocts a plan using the Fortress of Solitude and its infinite space, because it's a Tesseract, apparently.
Who knew? I don't think I knew that.
It's what it said in there.
I know it did, but there's also a like terrestrial, we're going to blow up aliens force.
Yeah.
And they keep on trying to nuke Peru. Yeah. Superman's like, stop trying that.
So anyway,
it's
Superman
nukes.
And Kelix figure out a way to reactivate the alien ship. Meanwhile, inside the Fortress of Solitude, Lois is apparently smart with Kryptonian technology because it's an anti-gravity center.
And her and Batman, who are in there
jetpacking around,
get attacked by the Predators. They're like, mutiny!
Also, like,
also immediately.
Yeah.
They like, turn so fast.
So Superman's kind of right here. And somehow Batman has also had time to synthesize these serums to, you know, subdue these alien creatures.
Well, he's met them before in Batman versus Predator 1 through 3.
And he's trying to roofie them. Yeah.
I had a bad joke.
Oh, probably.
So I skipped it.
Attaboy. I'm proud of you. So well, anyway.
It was something, something bad hombres, something, something.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't do that. Anyhow, so they finally are able to get the aliens and Predators on their ship and send them on their way to their home
but
world.
A queen pops out of nowhere.
Yeah, and like,
God, the queen alien, because there's always a queen alien.
Oh yeah, there was also a facehugger that latched onto Superman's chest. He's like, not today.
No, we did this already.
Yeah, and you lose.
But yeah, there's a queen alien. Batman can't get to it, so Superman shoves a serum down her throat. Then she curls up with her eggs, and they send them off.
And apparently, had they actually nuked them, then they would have sent out a distress signal, which would have signaled more aliens to come. So they were like, huh, guess it was a good thing that we didn't kill them after all.
We just made them leave somewhere they've lived for 14,000 years.
Yeah. Imagine when they wake up and turn that thing around, how mad they're going to be.
Bunch of jackasses.
Yep. So, yeah.
That's spooky. I was just expecting, you know, more scares, more jumps.
Yeah, there wasn't really any
more,
of that.
More of a spooky time. And instead, we got something incredibly generic, where the story just kind of happens from panel to panel without a lot of transition. Batman's out of character. Superman's really out of character. And the villains kill everyone that isn't a named person.
Yeah, it was very bland and generic would be the way I would phrase it.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad we went out on this one because I do really enjoy doing the Halloween stuff and the.
You promised me Archie vs. Predator and you lied.
I know, apparently.
This is going to be like the whole Star Wars Christmas special all over again.
Yeah, so this one's my recommendation for as wacky of a title as it is.
You can spend your time doing something better.
This is a solid don't read this one.
Yeah, it's a hard no.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
But, all right.
You know, now we know. We that's how you have to find things out. You got to go and experience them.
Yeah. It's okay to experiment and try new things.
That's what college is for.
Mm.
We're going to move on from there to letters to the editors.
A lot of questions, number one. Damn few answers.
Here's another one of your letters to the editors.
Make it so.
If you want to write us your own questions, that can be done at editorsnotecomics@gmail.com. Ask anything you want.
Yes.
Because it's email, and that's how that works.
Yeah, you can ask us a question right now.
Also, quick plug, if I'll throw it again at the end because we don't do this enough. If you could rate and review the show, it would really help us out. Our growth is steady. We're like that turtle or that tortoise. It's slow and steady, but you know, I'd rather win the race faster.
That's not like being like the turtle at all.
The air had the right idea.
Yeah.
But he slacked off. So let's not slack off and give a rating and a review.
Okay.
In comics, who is the scariest comic book character?
Plant Man. It's absolutely Plant Man. He makes plants fight for money.
Boxes them.
Yeah. The scariest one? What about like Hobgoblin?
Or so many goblins. Oh, that actually, I got a good one that brought me around. I'm going to give a Marvel and a DC, and then I'll give a generic as well, because, you know, public domain kind of character. Look, Dracula shows up everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
He can work for whatever you got going. A Frankenstein monster.
Wolfman.
You don't see specifically the Wolfman, though. You see a lot of werewolves. But if I was going to do a Marvel and a DC, I'll do DC first, because I think it's the more obvious one. Scarecrow.
Oh, yeah. Hallucinogen, make you freak out. Bring your worst fears to life. I can see that.
And depending, well, for me, it really comes, I mean, yes, the idea of like the fear stuff and whatnot and having it be very, you know, literally Halloween based, spooky based, depending on who's doing it. I think that design can be one of the scarier looking designs in comics, depending on like who's doing it and how you're doing it. But there's a lot of potential there with like creepy burlap sacks and sometimes you get like fingers that are just needles of like him injecting you with stuff, and he can look pretty creepy adding kind of the supernatural and the science together, or a hangman's noose. You get all this weird stuff with him. I think that can be a scary character when done right.
Yeah.
And then if I were to do a Marvel character, I'd go with Jack-o'-lantern. I don't think you know him.
No. Does he have a pumpkin head?
He does have a pumpkin
head. I feel like I've heard of him before. I don't think I'm like on a first name basis with him.
He's been a few different guys, so.
Is he like the Headless Horseman?
Essentially, but he has a glider.
Oh, cool. So he's a Spider-Man guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he flies around on a glider. He has the flaming pumpkin head. Sometimes he can throw to you like he is the Headless Horseman, and Legend of Sleepy Hollow is such a great story. The character himself, there, I don't think you can point to a ton of like super classic, like this is the Jack-o'-lantern.
Ichabod Crane.
But he just has such a great design. You have the aspects of like Hobgoblin and Green Goblin with him flying around, but he also has a flaming pumpkin head.
How cool is the name Ichabod?
I feel like it's gone out of fashion.
It may have, but still.
Great story.
Yes.
It's real short, too. You can read that in like half an hour.
Yeah. Washington Irving.
Yes. Thank you.
He also did Rip Van Winkle.
All right. I gave two. What do you think?
Well, I said Hobgoblin.
I guess you did.
Yeah. And
a man in an orange face.
Yeah. Another, like a scary one? I think there's some aspects of Joker.
Yeah, depending on how you're doing it. I mean, you could go with that with a lot of the Batman villains. Like
a lot of his rogues gallery is, I mean, Ra's al Ghul.
Two-Face can look scary as hell depending on who's doing the art and how like melty you want to make that skin. Killer Croc can look scary because crocodiles are, you know, f***ing monsters that walk the earth this day. And
you mean dinosaurs?
I mean, they're terrible. I hate them.
Wow. Why?
Because they're monsters that will spin and kill you, and they just lie in a way.
Oh, because that's such a huge problem here in Central Maine.
I don't like them.
Well, you don't have to worry about them here. They're not going to come crawling out of the Kennebec and get you.
Good.
Wow.
I was chased by an alligator once. Didn't appreciate it.
What?
I was in Florida.
How did it chase you?
I was tubing down a river.
Oh. I can see why you would probably not have an affinity for alligator. Why were you? Okay, that was kind of moronic to be tubing down a river in Florida.
It was a literal tubing facility, but there were also alligators.
I feel like that's a terrible idea. That's a bad business model.
It's because it was the end of the season. Like, I guess they're not usually there in like in peak season, but when I was there, it was towards the end, so they were migrating back.
Oh, how does that work out for you?
I mean, it didn't get me.
How terrified were you?
A bit.
Did you poo yourself a little?
No.
Did you piddle a little bit?
Not that I remember.
Well, that's not a no. How close did he get to you?
Maybe 15 feet back.
Oh, you're exaggerating. 15 feet's not that bad.
No, but he was following.
Yeah, he was sweeping the river to make sure everyone got off safely.
Good for him.
Yes, he was there to help you.
Thank God.
Yeah, he's probably a friendly alligator.
I bet he wasn't.
Maybe it was a crocodile.
No, it was too small.
Size doesn't matter.
I guess it was like a baby croc, but yeah.
It was probably the size of your hand.
No. But this is a weird interrogation about a thing that happened a while ago.
Yeah, well, you're all shook about it. We're going to work through this.
That's fine. We don't have to.
All right. Well, if you enjoyed the show, why don't you go ahead and visit us at editorsnotecomics.com. And you can also go to patreon.com/editorsnotecomics. $1 a month gets you this show a whole day early. Plus, you get spoiler and spoiler-free reviews of Buffy, Angel, and Firefly. We also ask that you rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, whatever your favorite podcast platform is.
It does help quite a bit.
I said please.
I'm just reiterating. I like a rating and a review.
Pretty please. A treat, not a trick.
Yes.
You can also, again, visit the store, 210 Water Street in Hollowell.
You know what the greatest trick of all is, though?
That the devil convinced the world he didn't exist.
Rating us 5 stars. That'll get everyone.
Oh, I thought you were trying to go for the movie quote.
No, I don't think that's a movie that people should probably quote anymore.
Oh, yeah, probably not.
There's a lot of rapists in that movie.
Yeah. Anyway, anything cool? Anything cool happening at the store?
I mean, Halloween's happening.
There you go. Trinkets for the kids?
Trinkets and comics.
There are trinkets.
They're still there.
All right. Like 3-year-old trinkets.
You think anyone's going to know that?
The trinkets are almost as old as the damn store. Am I missing anything? Website, Facebook, Instagram.
You're on Twitter.
At Junior Rich.
And your podcast is on hiatus.
Yeah, we're very much on hiatus.
All right. We'll be back next week. Sad Halloween's over. Still 2 more days in real life.
Thanksgiving's coming. Best holiday of the year.
You do like that one.
Damn right I do.
We'll be back.
Stay spooky, space cats.
You put a variation on it.
Yeah, I did last week too.
I don't remember.
Well, way to pay attention.